The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
No, I'm not going to do the Mark Levin again. It hurts my throat. It's the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. No, this is not a substitute. I'm actually still alive. On this 27th day of February, 2017, Steve, I'll answer your question this way. Remember we used to talk about the left-right paradigm? Steve? Steve,
yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
I can only tell if you respond.
No, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, your pot wasn't pushed up. Ah, there you go. go ahead, pick up that phone and go ask Mark Levin for a raise. Go right ahead. He's going to go, who the hell are you? We talked about the left-right paradigm and it being a distraction. Well, you're now seeing in crystallized form. You're now seeing the split and division in this country, the people that don't like Donald Trump and what he stands for, which I'm still trying to determine if he really believes in what it stands for. The jury is still out. I'm still waiting and watching. But this is a major distraction. And I say that because it's a pissing contest between Donald Trump and the media. Oh, you're a lying media. You're all lying, lying, lying. Well, they got a little guy over there at Fox News, Shepard Smith, that on a daily basis rips Trump apart. I guess he kind of took the place of Megyn Kelly. Now, I firmly believe that he has compromised, and he's told that, you know what, this is what you're going to do with your show, and this is how you're going to talk, otherwise you're not going to have a job. And if you want to decide to get up on air and do a 30-second stint before we can pull the plug on you, we'll just reveal that you're a homosexual. And destroy your career, or what's remaining of it. You won't even be able to go over to MSNBC. Well, maybe he would. But people think that Tucker Carlson, oh, what a great replacement he was for Megyn Kelly. His shtick is bringing on liberals and slicing and dicing them, which is okay. But the problem is that we're still addressing the left instead of what's right. That's the problem that I see. And now we're seeing the left-right paradigm in its full glory, and one side opposing the other. Well, you know what? I look at it this way, Steve. If you walk up to somebody, say, wait a minute. Well, let me put it to you this way. If I walked up to you and just looked at you and said, Stevie, I don't like you, and I just haul off and I just clean your clock. I push your teeth down your throat. I might even knock you out. And you wake up and you stand back up. What is going to be your first impulse?
On the attack.
There you go. You're going to go on the attack. You have been violated, and you're going to go after what just went after you. Okay, I get that. The problem is that this is distracting. It is formulating what they have been after for quite some time, is that clear split and division, and it's a great distraction. I don't give a damn. I really don't give a hoot and a holler what some liberal asshat believes or what he thinks they as a representative or a senator or a congress critter or a state legislator, I don't care. They wouldn't know the Constitution if it was a fist and it knocked them out. They wake up and say, what hit me? They don't care. I care. I see where this country's gone. I understand cause and effect, what has happened in this country and the bad effect that it has had. And I now see that everybody now refers, except that one time, and you're exactly right, Ron, one time he did address this as being a republic. Have you heard him do it since? Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I don't think
I do. I do remember that speech to the Republic. I remember that.
And I thought, gee,
kind of surprised he said it.
Yeah, and I thought, gee, he gets it. Maybe this guy is going to be the I mean, what's the?
Well, I agree. There's a lot of time being wasted on this fighting, this war of words. And take
a look at the news cycles. This is all they're talking about is Donald Trump. And I don't give a crap whether it's Fox or MSNBC. Or CBS or ABC or anybody else. It's all Trump, 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 Trump. Look, I hate to break it to people here. But remember that debt problem that we had? It's going to crush this country. That is not being addressed. Donald Trump made the announcement. Okay, well, we need, $54 billion for the military budget. Oh, by the way, we need an additional $34 in emergency funds for the military. Hey, really? To do what? The continuation against people that we shouldn't have been engaged with in the first place? Now, he did come out, to be fair, he did come out and say, hey, NATO, if I were Mr. Trump, I would have kept that in abeyance. I would have picked up the phone and talked to Mr. Putin. I might even made a visit to Russia. I don't give a damn what the New York Times did and how they spun this story about this connection with Russia and then the left alternative media, not a media, it's alternative as well. They come up with their, Trump, bull pucky.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed on the $54 billion. I don't want to see us continue on the path of nation building and invading other countries. We got to definitely pull away from stop doing that. That's just bringing more trouble on us, and it's gonna financially ruin us. You're right. Hey, one last question for you guys.
Wait a minute. I'm not done addressing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Now, he is talking to the NATO countries and going, you know what? We're footing the bill on this.
Right.
If you want our troops, or if you want our support in case you get in trouble, you got to pay your fair share. Okay, he's going to save a little bit of money. You're going to save a little bit of money doing that. Not actually breaking up the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, but to make them pay rather than the United States footing the bill. Okay, that's a good start.
Yes.
But how many bases do we have around the world? How many bases do we have that we're there in countries, and again, why are we there? Not all of them are NATO members. So, yeah, you could save a whole hell of a lot of money there. But you hit the nail right on the head, Steve. Is, no, we shouldn't be pumping one more dollar. How much did we spend? God knows. Some people put it at $3 trillion in our little foray in the Middle East and killing people for 15 years. And exactly what was the reason? Because they were a threat to the United States. And we actually created the terroristic threat because this is going to be a multi-generational war that get to make exception about your rights. We got to do it under national security, sit down and shut up kind of deal. No. This whole freaking thing is nothing but a big distraction. We've got fundamental core problems in this country that have to be addressed. And in my book, it is still the number one, and that's the stinking gangster banksters. Period. All right. So,
actually, Donald Trump was in a speech a couple days ago. He'd mentioned the Iraq war, Afghanistan war, in almost 17 years now, and said it was at $6 trillion right now.
$6 trillion.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Well, it is.
Hey, my question, last question to you guys: on what's going on with this kind of this silent coup going on with Barack Obama trying to behind the scenes get rid of Trump, get him out of the picture? and also what Soros is doing. Wouldn't that be subversion? I mean, he needs to go after these people because they're actually trying to bring down the government. That should be subversion, correct?
No, not actually. If he's doing it, he has the freedom of speech. He can vote his conscience. If he wants to see whatever he can do to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump, that's fair game in this country.
Well, on the issue of George Soros, if the FBI didn't...
That's different.
Okay, there you go. And I understand and appreciate your question, Steve, about Barack Obama. Is he going to try to aid the Democrat Party? Well, if he's asked what he's doing, that's exactly what he's going to say that he's doing. You know, the Democrats, they need to reorganize, need to get, you know, we got to go out there and fight for our values and principles. And he'll make it sound like he's always made it sound, like he's president of the United States. Okay? And he will continue to do that. But Ron is right, essentially right. People like George Soros, that you could actually nail him for subversion, funding the groups to loot, riot, burn, pillage, whatever.
Yeah.
You can nail him on that. But the FBI is too busy doing what? Not looking at the Clinton Foundation? Notice how this important foundation got shut down by Hillary, and the media barely covered it, if they mentioned it at all? And supposedly the big elephant sitting in the room nobody wants to talk about is Pizzagate. Yeah, there are a bunch of pedophiles. You bet your bottom dollar there is. But the Clinton Foundation could actually be provable. Would Hillary go to jail? Would Bill go to jail? Would Chelsea go to jail? Yes, you bet you they would, along with everybody else that was on that party ride. And this would reach deep into the swamp. You'd have the creatures trying to get out of that swamp so fast, you'd make your head spin. Because nobody wants to be tied with the Clintons and that corrupt foundation. Nobody. Now, I do agree, number two on that list would be the pedos out there, most assuredly. You know, and I've alluded to it by talking about this asshat that they still have on Fox, Mr. Smith. You know, and how many of them are compromised that publicly, you know, we've got to treat everybody equally. But they don't want to be exposed as being a pedophile. They don't want to be exposed as being a lesbian or a homosexual. What hypocrites. If this is what you've pushed and what you believe, tell the world and be proud of it. They're not going to do that because we still haven't destroyed what is left of what's right in this country. All right?
Hey, thanks.
John, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of Donald Trump being in office for 5 weeks as what he has accomplished?
Well, I got to let me answer that question with a question.
Okay.
All right. Do you think the Affordable Care Act, do you think the government had any business being involved in that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you think that the ruling handed down by the Supreme Court of the United States, notice I didn't say the United States of America, United States, do you think that was a correct ruling that, hey, there are Congress critters here, this is a tax, and they can lay and collect taxes. Did you buy that explanation?
No.
Okay.
Interstate commerce, no.
Okay. All right. So here's the question. Why are we not just repealing Obamacare? Why are we going to repeal and replace?
You know, and I know what his problem is that people are relying on that when they shouldn't. This is a personal endeavor for every individual is to seek their help,
and not
a federal issue.
And you're exactly right. But since we have a bunch of dependent people in this country, they're on Social Security. They paid into it. I understand. They're on Medicare, Medicaid. The EBT cards have to be recharged. We can't leave people starving in the streets. You know, there's a reason, cause and effect, that they're starving in the streets. Two reasons. There's not a job to go to, or they didn't want a job if there was one available. Okay? This issue that we're looking at is just smoke and mirrors. It's just more BS. That's all that it is. And not one of these people, including Donald Trump. Notice when he first started campaigning, we got to repeal Obamacare. And everybody cheered. Then all of a sudden it was, yeah, we got to repeal and replace it. Really? No, this should be left to the free markets. And here's another issue. These insurance companies, what are they paying out for direct care, their cost of direct care for their quote-unquote customers? Well, I can tell you what it was before Obamacare came around. Only 30 cents out of the dollar was being paid to actually take care of people. Okay, so 70% of their profits, they're in the business of insurance to do what? To make sure that people have access to health care? Then where the hell did that 70 cents out of every dollar go? Into somebody's pocket? It has been politicized. It is a rigged game. And we're not going to be any better under anything that they replace Obamacare with. This should be left to the free market. End of story.
We have to return to a republic and not a democracy. In the democracy, the mob rules. So they get what they want.
Does that preclude the smarter people from speaking out?
No, it does not.
Well, then, damn it, they should start speaking out.
You know, we both know it's wrong. We both know that Social Security was wrong. We know that health care, anything that the federal government wants to compel the citizens as a benefit to them is not allowable under the Constitution. So why are they pushing it? I think we're so deeply involved in it right now.
But, you know,
to remove it would cause chaos.
Ron,
in society.
I don't think so. I do not think that would be the case. That's the scare tactic. Oh, my God, you're going to be without coverage. They've been paying all the bills. They've been giving away everybody's money for how many years? They can pay out a few more dollars. What would happen if you absorbed them into Medicare for a little while?
Yeah.
Okay? Just dump it, get rid of it, make the market reforms, make this a competitive business. You got sick people out there? Good. You guys are healthcare providers? You doctors, you nurses, you hospitals, you healthcare providers, go out there and compete for those sick customers, okay? You and I know why people are getting sick. Yeah. You know, if you're not eating the crap, you're breathing. If you're not breathing it, you're drinking it. And many times, we're doing all of those.
Well, we're kind of in a kind of an illusion. I mean, this is what they feed out in the marketplace. Stuff that has that's been tainted by everything from preservatives to you name it. Can't be good for the human body.
It's not good, Ron. That's the point. It's not good. So we remove all the stuff that makes your health really bad, including vaccines, and we might start to clear up some of these cancers that are going on, some of these health problems that we're experiencing. And if people remain healthier, do you think they're going to show up at the doctor's office for anything more than an annual checkup?
Yeah. I mean, disease shouldn't be as prevalent as it is today.
You're damn right it shouldn't. You're damn right. And we're not even talking about electromagnetic or anything else. I'm just saying, given an open playing field that people could speak honestly, addressing the real problems, cause and effect, put it in a competitive marketplace, educate people about what's going on, it would fix itself. Let me get to these callers because they've been holding on very kindly. Mike in Colorado. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, there's a tough act to follow. I'm so glad you're on the mend, John. I was going to send you an email, but if I were that sick, I would want to be left to hell alone. So,
well, thank you, Mike.
You're in my prayers, though.
I appreciate that. And I was wondering, maybe they don't give a crap.
No, I think they do, but most of us are probably a little more like you, where it's like, just let me crawl into the covers and sleep it off.
Well, if that's the case, I appreciate it.
I'm glad you brought up the debt because we got about 18 days before they hit another alleged debt ceiling on March 15th.
What are they going to cite this time? What's the debt? Is it $20
trillion? Yeah, we'll see what that goes. And back to your point with Trump and your perfect answer to Ron's question about what you thought of the first part of the journey we're on.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article today on shftplan.com from Mark Salvo where U.S. Marshals are scanning passengers' retinas to board a flight to Mexico as part of the new Keep America Safer thing. So I think, unfortunately, the handwriting's on the wall.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, and I want to get around to that this hour, about the ongoing civil war that we have. And this is not pretty either. I mean, this is flat out. It's a rolling civil war that we have going on in this country. But do you think Donald Trump has the temperament if people in this country say to him that, look, you know, you gave it your best try, we understand what you're doing, but you know what, you're not going to wrangle in these clowns. You've tasted for yourself the deep state, and if you keep going, they'll probably make you dead. So excuse me, Mr. President, we're going to have a restoration party out here. Some might call it a revolution. How do you think Donald Trump is going to treat that?
I think it's all going to get locked down.
I think you're right.
And I think the technology is leapfrogged. There, we've got facial recognition cameras on state highways that I have confirmed with CDOT, Colorado Department of Transportation, that nobody knows about. And they're on consecutive intersections in case the first one doesn't get you. It's at the very next intersection.
Oh, and gee, all the public knows is maybe my town got rid of the red light cameras. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I it's a bad gut feeling I have. And I know your work is going to help a lot of us have a barometer to get through what's coming, but I think it's coming.
I do believe. And you know what I've done, Mike? I was part of formations of the militias back in the 90s because we thought Billy Clinton was going to make a bull rush here to cancel the Second Amendment. And we saw the machinations politically going on back in the 90s. And I think things are worse now than under even Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton made Barack Obama look like a school kid. You know,
yeah, I think they're so far worse, and unfortunately, with either the attention span or the media or whatever it is, I don't see where there's enough people who don't have the information that you and your audience has are starting to see what's going on. I don't think they're seeing it yet.
Well,
that scares the heck out of me.
Well, and Mike, I don't know. I'm trying to hang on to this network for as long as I can because I know we're going to be needed. And I think how this hammer is going to be, drop is there is going to be economic calamity in this country. And that's how it's going to start.
And it might be a couple of weeks when they say, hey, we can't increase the debt anymore.
You know it's got to burst.
You got to cut the EBT off, guys. Sorry.
You know it's worse now than it was in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely. Far worse.
Yeah.
If you look at the 10-year bonds, oh, my God, they're like 2.3%.
Yeah. And that doesn't even keep up for quote-unquote inflation.
Right.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work. I'm glad you're on the mend. Hi
Thank
to
you.
Ron. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Let's keep rolling here. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for being back on the air. I missed you.
Well, thank you.
I guess two things. The first thing is if Trump is willing to get back a bit to states' rights and get back to not funding the military in the states. I don't like him doing that.
Okay,
Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. There's a lot that could be done. And I am, to be fair, I am not the President of the United States. I do not know what's on his mind. I do not know what he's got planned for the future. That's why I keep saying, I'm trying to be fair about this. But I also know that he's come out about law enforcement. He's come out on a lot of different issues. He's talking tough. You know, if we have another restoration project in this country, do you think a bunch of kids busting windows is going to be a problem? Is it going to be the people that are actually fighting for the Constitutional Republic in its restoration? And the people that he has around him, holy mackerel. Yeah, I want to go to war with the general. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right.
The other thing is kind of over in Neverland in the future. I think I called in and said before that we really have got 9 representatives that our money is paying for going with the major ones, the mayor, the sheriff, you know, and then your elected officials that go up that you yourself pay for. And if there was some way that those things, instead of a fireside chat by a president for so long, if these guys could just get on one website and then it could be coordinated so that those 9 people that you vote for yourself and you're paying for are reporting to you what interest they pursued that week. And it was all on one website, so you were well informed on it. And that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Betty. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Was that the phone ringing here? Was that out front or was that your phone? Out front? Okay, so you couldn't get to it. All right. Want to make a donation today, folks? 800-724-2719, extension 3, not extension 1, extension 3. Julie's extension is extension 1 at 800-724-2719. She is only here between the hours of 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. So when you call that and you hit extension 1, it's just going to go into voicemail. If you want to make a donation or talk to somebody, if it's important, 800-724-2719, extension 3. What the hell was that?
John.
What? I can't hear you.
My phone was on when...
big pop in my ear just made me deaf. What?
Yeah, the power went out for about 5 minutes, and then my computer had to reprogram itself, come back up. So that pop was that I was on the phone with the station, and as soon as the...
You know, I didn't even notice the difference.
Oh, you didn't know it was gone, huh?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know you were on the phone.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, I'm Skype now.
Okay. I don't know what he just said, but anyhow, Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello there. Hello there, John and Ron.
Hi.
And I am awfully glad to see they couldn't keep a good man down, John.
Well, you mean they couldn't kill a good man, because I think there's something snaky in Denmark, or is that stinky fish in Alabama? I don't know which.
Well, you may have recalled I'm one that has speculated for quite some time that the chemtrails were a dulling down of America's awareness of what was going on as a clever guise to administer some sort of bacteria, virological, or hybridized poisons to spray from the air or attack our systems. And I think you might have borne that out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're right. I after watching this and seeing what it's doing and experiencing it firsthand, it ain't the flu and it ain't a cold. It's neither.
Bio-weaponized aerial spray of terrorism against.
Well,
one thing I did want to...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was talking to Pat Shannon today when he worked for American Free Press. A lot of times he'd go in on Saturdays when nobody else was around because he liked to go in there and do his work and actually be at American Free Press when he was doing his writing. And he told me, he said, you know, I used to walk out, and he says, I could see them spraying, and windward-wise, you could see them spraying in Alexandria or Alexandra, whatever the hell it's called. You could see them spraying outside of Washington, D.C. He said, but those trails were never sprayed over D.C., and the winds never carried whatever the hell they were spraying over Washington, D.C. Hang on a second. Yeah, hang on a second. Hang on 1 second. I've got to take this break. 800-313-9443. You want to make a donation today, even if you don't want to, folks. 800-724-2719. Don't let the good chip lollipop go down. You'll have nothing but Alex Jones and whatever the hell else is left out there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I think that's the best song that guy ever did. Chris in Vegas, you still there?
I am, John. And one thing I wanted to remind you listeners is that the Air Force, owning the Weather in 2025 document, they have developed the ability to guide and steer the weather systems and patterns that are progenerated or created, if you will, via the HARP and other weather modification technology. And they can, what they call rivers of atmosphere are definitely guidable and steerable, and they can make them sit and spin and drench an area, much like Northern California, where they're having the problems with dam for several days of onslaughts of torrential downpours.
Yeah, Chris, but okay, I understand what you're saying, HARP, heat up the atmosphere, change the jet streams, change weather patterns and all that other stuff. But they've got the people conditioned out there to see these things in the skies. We've been breathing the aluminum, the barium, and the other crap that they've put in there. It's a two-pronged approach. They started out with HARP, but they have been doing this now for over 15 years. I don't even know how much more than that, but I know for at least 15 years. So if you want to make a populace sick, put mycoplasmas in the crap that they're spraying up there. And just like Deagle said, when he went to the CDC site, he looked at it and goes, man, this ain't flu-like. It's all over the country. Well, my friend, what is all over the country? Chemtrails. If people know anything, if people know anything about flu and how it spreads, how it blooms, as I said last hour, how it'll bloom up and then dissipate, and then it'll pop up in another area, no flu has simultaneously cropped up all over the country, of which they're trying to tell people, well, you're sick. Well, it's flu season. Yeah. In a pig's eye.
On a good note, for something for you and Ron both, you were mentioning your affection for the administrative state, the headless fourth branch of government of Edwin Mandel Hauser and FDR.
Just for the sake of people that want to look up Edwin Mandel House, he was right down here in Austin. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, that's where he lived.
You'll like this. Then a U.S. District Judge Lay, L-E-I-G-H, Martin May, M-A-Y, in Atlanta back in 2015 in June, administered a 45-page ruling declaring the administrative law system illegal after 81 years.
What?
In fact, I sent that to you.
You need to resend that if you can find it, and I'll forward it over to Ron.
Oh, I sent it before I got on the phone with you, actually, and it's in your mailbox now.
Thank you. I will forward.
In fact, I can tell you.
Chris, you said one word that's very important. The judge didn't say it was lawful. He said it was legal, form only. Lawful means substance and form. Huh?
Illegal. I-L-L.
Oh, that it's illegal. I thought you said legal.
That's what I thought you said.
Here's the case number. It's D.C. docket number 1:15, Charlie Victor, 00492, Lincoln Mary Mary. That's for Lay Martin May. And so it should be in your mailbox already. It's from the U.S. District Court of Appeals and for the 11th Circuit.
And Chris? Chris? Why wasn't he in the running for Supreme Court?
Well, I can't tell you that one, Joe. You probably know the answer already, but Mary Jo White, the former U.S. attorney from New York that was then the head of the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, apparently was in concurrence with him and was right on board because the headless fourth branch of government has really gotten completely out of control and it's usurpating the whole government of...
No, Chris, you're looking at this the wrong way. They are in control. Our government's not out of control. They're in control.
Oh, total demonation. You're correct.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Chris. And I will look at that again, and I will forward that over to you, Ron.
Wow, that is interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Wonder if that 11th Circuit Court judge is still alive. Or maybe
Probably not. Maybe
they got the flu. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John. I agree strongly with what you've been saying, but we're being played. I really believe that strongly. And they're using the old Hegelian dialectic on us. Now, I think Trump is dirty. And I said 3 months ago on your program, 2.5 or 3 months ago, that if he does what he says he's going to do, they'll kill him and he gets, the office. And if he doesn't, there'll be a revolution. Well, I don't know about a revolution other than what you said. It's brewing. But Trump is for the torture and the NDAA. He's building up the military. And I got a website that explains about Trump, and it's got video, it's got the times, it's got the faces and dates. But Trump and Hillary and the Clintons and the Bushes, and they're all the best of friends. And anybody that goes along with this bull crap of Democrat and Republican, that is where you're being played. It's the dialectic. It's, frankly, my dear, it's bull crap.
Mm-hmm. And what's the website?
Okay, great. The Donald Trump Deception and the 2016 election hoax.
Oh,
please
gosh.
Go there.
All right.
Okay,
wait a minute. Wait a minute, Fred. I don't know why the hell you picked such a long URL, but one more time.
Okay, the Donald Trump deception. Try that.
Okay.
Okay. But
.com, .org, .dot what?
No, just it's on YouTube.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right.
Okay. I hope you get there.
All right.
But you know what Trump said? Before he was elected. My God, all these. I gotta watch my language.
Yes, please do.
People in power, they know what the people want to hear. And what Trump was saying, he was pretty accurate and right on in what the people are thinking, what they're feeling, and why they're pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my God, he'd be a hero. Well, I frankly think Trump is dirty. And, you know, I sure as hell don't go along with Hillary. Not at all.
Right.
I didn't vote, and I probably won't vote the rest of my life, unless it'll be a third party. But I didn't write down enough crib notes here. But anyhow, I'm done. Have a hell of a good day. Hey, incidentally,
yes.
You know, in 4 years, I haven't even taken an aspirin. And I'm undisciplined, a vegetarian, and I'm going vegan. I'm going vegan. But I got so goddamn sick 3 months ago that I thought I was going to die, and it scared the living hell out of me, because at 80 years old, I don't get sick.
Yeah.
I watch what I eat, and, you know, and as much as raw foods that I can masticate, which is a problem for me. But anyhow, I'm taking up a lot of time. I'll talk to you later. Have a damn good day. Good to hear you back. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. Fred isn't as angry with me as he used to be.
I know.
And I'm glad. Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, John, I couldn't help but laugh when some of them called and said they would have wished you well. And I remember you said, don't call me.
Yeah.
When my friends and family had been sick, I usually honored that request to stay out of the room and leave me alone. So I didn't. I'm glad you're back.
Well, I appreciate that.
But I'm glad you've wandered away from the dismal science a little bit, science to economics. I'm more of a sociologist than a philosopher, although some of my philosopher friends tell me that it's also sometimes a useless science. But a question and a challenge for you in regard to what you just referred to as a civil war, perhaps an uncivil war. As I remember, you once told me you were on friendly terms with our friend Jeff Rentz. So a question, can you work with Jeff Rentz? And because this morning on a replay from a program earlier this week, that is between 8 and 9 a.m. this morning, Jeff floated the idea of an American Spring. Remember the Arab Spring?
Yeah.
There's still time for this in 2017. That is March 20th to June 20th on my calendar. The power of your broadcast could motivate our people onto the sidewalks to make a great statement to restore the Republic. So what about giving it a try?
I have spoken to Jeff Rentz about that exact subject, but he never wanted to really make a move on it. And I told him during that conversation, I said, Jeff, I'll tell you what. I said, you got a hell of a website. You've been doing this for a long time. You're getting up there in the years. I said, just for the sake of expediency and really honing in on the problem, can we drop the little aliens and crop circle crap? He refuses to do it and defends it to this day. And that's one of the reasons why he and I never saw eye to eye. I was sitting in Ted Anderson's office the day that the deal was sealed with him going on GCN. And I already knew that that was a train wreck yet to happen. And he ran into Alex Jones, and you saw where Jeff Rentz ended up at. But he and I have had that conversation, and we've never been able to make that happen.
Well, these are the times to try men's souls, so he's back to it now.
Well, he needs to get damn serious about it, and in my estimation, he's wasted a lot of freaking time.
Well, sometimes I chuckle a little bit when they start in that backward speech. Now, there may be something there that is a philosopher and a sociologist instead of a scientist.
Alan, this is from memory, is as clear as I can remember my statement to Jeff. I said, Jeff, we've got enough on the plate to deal with. We don't need extraneous stuff that in better times we have the luxury to sit around and kibitz about. And I told him that directly. I said, look, cut out the crap and let's get on with this. So we'll see. We'll see what Mr. Rentz does.
Well, my biggest problem is I'm something of a visionary, and we weren't scored that way on a psychological profile. That's pretty much a useless science, too. But, gosh, you all could even maybe persuade our gravelly throat nemesis over there to cooperate a little bit.
Yeah, but Alan, you trying to make me fit a round peg in a square hole. Why?
Well, because if you haven't noticed, for all good men to come to aid of their country.
Alan, that sounds great. That's a good quote, but you're talking about Alex Jones. That if he can't grind you up and use you to your own benefit, you're cast aside. Exactly what he did to me back in 2007. He did it one better. He actively tried to destroy this network. And I understand what you're saying. Now is the time for all good men. I'm still looking for a few good men. I haven't found them yet. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
you mentioned that over the years that I've known you, I would think the listeners would stay away from that like the plague.
We are a network. We have talk show hosts. We have people have listened to this network for quite a few years. Some of you out there have listened to this network since we first opened it up. Do you remember all the talk show hosts that were run through this network? I never fired but a one. Only one. And this guy was a government plant. I won't even mention his name. But we have tried to maintain the integrity of this network, the edification of the public out there through an exchange. That's why it was so important that we maintain the phone connection, live interaction with the listeners out there. We have good people on this network, but we've got better people out there just flapping in the wind that I would love to have on this network, but I'm not going to expand and put up another bird and add to more expense because we're barely hanging on as it is. And you know what? It's going to be up to the people, Ron, whether they want this network to stay around. I've done everything that I possibly could. I just walked through death's door a couple of times. I walked through it, and I backed up, and I walked through it again. I backed up, and I walked through it again. And the only thing the whole time that I had in mind is I can't cash out because I'm not done. My only concern was not for my own safety, not for my own health. It was for this network. And if you need any more convincing than that to donate to this damn network, well, then I'm sorry, I can't help you. Flip the dial, go someplace else. Having said that, losing my voice here, I got to squeeze this in real quick. Catherine Austin Fitz told Greg Hunter that Wall Street stole $50 trillion from us. So what do you think is going to happen when the dollar dies and millions of people, come demanding their pensions and savings? The writer says, when I was still in high school, I predicted the rise of national security state. I based my analysis on the fact that Wall Street was robbing us blind. The bankers needed an all-powerful central government in Washington to make us sit down and shut up. In the second phase of this operation, the people who owned the government in Washington intensified things by blowing up buildings with Americans inside. That happened in 1993, 1995, and 2001. Twice in the same building. Whoops. the bought and paid for Congress through the Patriot Act and through laws added to the National Defense Appropriation Acts of recent years have gutted the Bill of Rights. Donald Trump, my side note, Donald Trump did away with the TPP, but there's something cooking in the background. Did he gut the National Defense Appropriations Act? He didn't touch a damn bit of it. I'm watching Mr. Trump very closely. Now, what is this? It's now lawful to arrest, torture, and hold American citizens without trial and without legal defense. The people who own the government can legally now kill you. We are headed into the worst financial crisis in modern history. It's going to be far worse than 1933. By the way, only 3 million Americans starved to death in the 30s. This will be worse than that. The bankers have to make it more drastic, and their plans more drastic, so you'll not even be able to say no. You're just going to curl up in a fetal ball and die. My note, not in the body of the story. We are headed into the worst financial crisis in modern history. It's going to be far worse than 1933, most assuredly. In the past, financial crisis meant war, but this time, I don't believe the American military is going to allow World War III. The U.S. and Russia militaries set up direct links in 2011 to avoid a war. Besides, the U.S. cannot fight a war and win. Remember that list of seven nations General Clark said the Pentagon was told to invade? The U.S. has some troops in Syria, but could never invade Lebanon and take on, quote-unquote, Hezbollah. And forget a direct assault on Iran. That's beyond our ability. We could start a thermonuclear war against Tehran and Beirut, but such a war would spread. So that kind of leaves that one out, doesn't it? When I was in high school, I knew we would never have a nuclear war. Why? Because H-bomb kills rich people, and that's very bad. But starvation rids us of the poor, and that's a very, very good weapon from the banker's point of view. And the bankers are planning for us a different kind of war. I think the Trump administration, by its appointments, has prepared a way for civil war. Trump has three generals in key positions, including Homeland Security. He has a man at the CIA who graduated first in his class from West Point and served 5 years as a tank commander. But Trump has others in his administrations who will limit his civil war response. This is from Bloomberg. Former Goldman Sachs partner Stephen, I call him Munchkin, still don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, and I don't even care to, served as Trump's national finance chairman and is now Trump's nominee for U.S. Treasury Secretary. Trump has also tapped Goldman Sachs president and the bank's de facto number two guy, by the way, Gary Cohn, to be his top economic advisor in the White House. Other Goldman alums in Trump's inner circle includes Anthony Scaramucci, not to be confused with Scaramunga that had a third nipple. That's my comment, not the writer's. A former Goldman banker and a member of the Trump transition team's executive committee, as well as Steve Bannon, Trump's campaign manager. After 8 years as the face of Wall Street greed and target of public scorn, the bankers at Goldman Sachs can be cheerful again. Why? Give you a little hint here. Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert reported that Goldman has moved its hedge fund operations from London to New York because now they feel free to commit unlimited fraud in the U.S. Now, Trump is weighted down by other entrenched interests, so there's little he can do without being assassinated. But he is currently fighting back against the media, and his Attorney General Sessions will lead the resistance by investigation of human trafficking, which will include pedophilia. But, folks, that and investigations into the Clinton Foundation will take down the establishment and provide Trump with even more room to maneuver. But I don't think he's going to do that. But all the goodwill that Trump has been gaining since Election Day will go out the window when the dollar dies. The bankers deliberately put America into a trap with no exit. They use trade deals like NAFTA to send millions of jobs overseas. Now, these economists determined that Americans were paid higher wages than Europeans because we had abundant natural resources like coal, oil, iron, and timber. We extracted those resources and added value with highly skilled labor. Thus, we earned a third more than Europeans doing the same work. But though these same economists told us that we would have to cut wages as soon as we raised our population about 150 million and had to import natural resources. Does anybody remember what the price of a barrel of oil was in 1970 when we had about 130 million fewer people? Now, the bankers decided to print dollars to prop up the standard of living that they have been attacking. They've added government workers through deficit financing. Today, and I was in error, my apologies, today we have 30.6 million federal, state, and local government workers if you count the contractors. And we print dollars to buy cars, electronics, clothes, oil, and everything else by giving people overseas even more IOU, nothing Federal Reserve notes. We also temporarily pay the wages and retirement benefits of government workers with that same to be more than super worthless green paper. Jim Rickards has been advising the CIA and the Pentagon since 2000. He has said we are in a currency war, and when the dollar dies, we can buy imports with gold or with our food, our production of food, that is, folks. He said the price of imported goods is going to rise about 500% on the day after the dollar is no longer the international reserve currency. Now, the corollary is that foreigners will see American food as a bargain and clear out the shelves of our grocery stores. And that's when the national food riots begin. Now we can see the real possibility of a civil war and even race riots as whites, blacks, and Hispanic battle for food. I use the term limited hangout civil war. Perhaps I should explain. The majority of people believe the government lied to us about JFK's assassination and 9/11. A limited hangout position on 9/11 is that Bush, or rather Cheney and Rumsfeld, let it happen. They knew it was coming and did nothing to stop it. Norm Mineta told us Rumsfeld was told every few minutes that a plane was approaching the Pentagon, but he didn't even let the interceptor take it down. The truth is this. 9/11. The North and the South Towers had 47 Central. I'm not going to go into all that crap. You get what I'm saying. The trap has been set, Ron, and there's no way out of this unless Mr. Trump meets this thing on head on. And I can tell you a good start would be his speech to Congress tomorrow, laying out exactly who and what we are, who is in control. He needs to take control and scare the living bejesus out of every one of these creatures who would think about stabbing in the back or shooting him in the Trump rump.
Well, I agree with you. If he gets it out, he's protected his own life. He has to get it all out there.
Well, either that or you're going to be looking at a less and less effective Donald Trump from here on out. That's the only way I can see this happening. There's nothing about doing the job that needs to be done by making a half-fast attempt in doing so. Folks, we're on the line. Donate or don't. And then you can listen to Jeff Rentz or Alex Jones or whatever. Not teaming up with either one of them. I think we've got a pretty good ship of state here, and I want to keep her sailing. I want to keep her afloat. Call the network, 800-724-2719, extension 3, or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and make a donation, please. You don't have to be a member of PayPal to do it, and any credit card will work. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, takes you to the PayPal page. Be generous, make a donation. This will pay you dividends into the future, folks, I guarantee you. And one other thing, a reminder, go to our website, go to the store. We have nothing but ProPure products up there. Looking to buy water filtration or replacement filters, that's where you can get them. Need a shower filter, that's where you can get it. But please call the office between the hours of 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Talk to Julie to make that purchase, and we will give you discounts right on the spot. All right. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
And I actually made it before my voice gave out. I can feel it going. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. God willing, and the bill was paid.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.